Heroes Revisited. A look at the life of British nurse Florence Nightingale. Hi, I'm Becky Wright. Welcome to the show. In today's programme, we're talking about Heroes Revisited. And here with me is Shane McBride. So, Shane, who's your hero?
Well, I'm going to be talking about Florence Nightingale.
Oh, yes.
As you know, for many years, she's been seen as a sort of shining light in the field of nursing and someone who saved the lives of thousands during the Crimean War. It is true that she was a pioneering nurse who definitely helped improve conditions, and she's certainly responsible for making nursing service a lot more professional. But the interesting thing is that at the time, she didn't realise why so many soldiers were dying. And some even claim that she was indirectly responsible for their deaths, although I do feel that's a bit harsh.
So tell us something about her life.
Well, Florence was born on the 12th of May 1820 into a rich, upper-class family. Her dream was to become a nurse, but her parents weren't too pleased about this. However, eventually they gave in, and Florence soon became a campaigner for improved medical care for poor people and worked together with Charles Villiers, who was president of the Poor Law Board. But she really sprung to fame during the Crimean War.
That was?
The Crimean War was a war between Britain and France on one side, fighting against Russia on the other side, and it was fought on Turkish territory. It took place between 1853 and 1856. Anyway, on the 21st of October 1854, Florence Nightingale and a staff of 38 women volunteer nurses, trained by her, were sent to Turkey to the main British camp. She worked in Scutari barracks, treating wounded soldiers. Medicine was in short supply, standards of hygiene were non-existent, and mass infections were common. While she was there, death rates didn't drop. In fact, they began to rise. As a result, hundreds of troops died, mostly from disease. Interestingly, at the time, she believed they were dying because of poor nutrition, but it was actually the unhygienic living conditions that were killing them. And she didn't understand this until later when she was back in England.
So what is her legacy?
Well, there's no doubt that she had an important impact on nursing and healthcare, and many credit her with establishing the foundations for the modern nursing profession. However, we shouldn't over-exaggerate her contribution to improving conditions for soldiers during the actual war. There were many others out there also trying to help, including Jamaican British nurse Mary Seacole. For many years, her contribution wasn't fully acknowledged. But that's all changing now, and there's even a statue going up for her in St Thomas's Hospital in London.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much. Very interesting.
My pleasure.